There's one other fitri need that I need to address, which is very important for the soldiers of the Imam. Very important. So you and I, we have to do something, make our Imam return. That is early marriage. For believers, brothers and sisters, to be trying to get married early. Very important for us spiritually. We don't want to sacrifice marriage for the sake of our education, for instance, and put off marriage until we're 30, 35, 40. Now I've gotten my PhD. Well, it doesn't take that long. And I'm getting married that late. No, early marriage is actually encouraged. Early marriage is encouraged for us. The philosophy of marriage, which is mentioned in Quran and Sunnah, is love and mercy on one hand and peace and tranquility on the other. Outside, we struggle. Outside, difficulty. Outside, problems. We come home and then we have that companionship at home. That love and mercy, that's a fitri need. We need to be loved. We need to have someone have mercy on us, look out for us, take care of us. Also, tranquility and peace. And instead of me pointing fingers at my spouse, you know what the philosophy of marriage is in Islam? Tranquility and peace. Do you provide that for me? No. No, first myself. Do I provide that atmosphere when I come home? When the children, when dad comes into the house, when mom comes into the house, my spouse, do they feel peace and ease? Like when Imam Ali describes Hazrat Fatima, salamullahi alayhi, he says, and I would see her, all of my worries would disappear, all of my concerns. Is that how my spouse sees me? Am I like that? Happy when I come home? So that's the philosophy that's there for marriage. More than that, so marriage, the idea of marriage, getting people married, us trying to get married, very important. Not giving up if we haven't gotten married. Let's say we were married and was not successful, or our spouse died. Again, still, we're trying to get married. One thing, one area we have to be careful about is letting shaitan come in and make us feel, why can't make it happen anymore? We have those ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah says about the servant to call on me, I'm close to you. Then he gives a response. One of the parts of the response is that he says that they should believe in me. Call on me, I answer your prayers. One of the response, they should believe in me. The Imam says, believing in me means believe that Allah has the power to help me. Don't give up on Allah's ability to change my situation. Don't say it's happened so many times. It hasn't succeeded up until now. That is not the case. So we're talking about that fitri need. The need to get married. The need for companionship. The need for somebody to look out for us. The need for settling down. The need for responsibility. Responsibility, if we're a good person, being more responsible makes me a better person. They say power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. No. Actually, if the person is a righteous person, maybe before they were wayward, but now I've got a responsibility. There's two or three other people who need me. This can help the person actually improve their religion. Improve their religion. So we need to do that. In addition to that, brothers and sisters, we have a social responsibility to help get other singles, brothers and sisters married. In addition to us trying to make sure that we're married ourselves, help other believers, mu'mineen, mu'minat, to get married. This is a verse of the Holy Quran. It's Surah 24 and it's verse number 32. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah says, marry off those who are single amongst you. Responsibility for all of us. Marry off those who are single amongst you and the upright among your male slaves and female slaves. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them out of His grace. Let no one not marry out of fear of poverty, because that means you thought badly of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's promised. If they're poor, He will make them free out of His grace. If a girl is worried, she's saying, well, I'll get married. My husband, he is not making a lot of money right now, the suitor. What's going to happen to my rizq? Question, who's your provider? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to the new house, you're not changing providers, you're changing your address. Before you were in this house and Allah was giving you rizq, now you're in this house, Allah will give you rizq. So we as a community, mu'mineen, people who are working to prepare the grounds of the return of the Mahdi, all need to take a responsibility to help brothers and sisters to get married. A couple of pointers though. One of them, don't take full responsibility for the couple you've introduced to one another. It's one of those things you learn through experience. Let's say I tell such and such brother, such and such sister is very good. She's a very good mu'mina. Please get married. Later on, if the marriage doesn't succeed, many times the person will turn around, Sheikh, you made me get married to this person. There's an old saying, they say that victory has 100 fathers, defeat is an orphan. So if I fail, Sheikh did it. My dad did it. Everybody else but me. However, if it's successful, they're going to call the Sheikh up. Sheikh, alhamdulillah. No. So you, brothers and sisters, if you're going to get involved in this, don't take full, make a disclaimer. You're an adult. This person is an adult. Inshallah, you're both good. You're both mu'mineen. Do your research. Inshallah, if it works, it works. Alhamdulillah. But take that sense of responsibility. But don't take full responsibility. Responsibility for assisting one another. That's one point. Second point, before our brothers and sisters get married, they need to be told the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt on how to have a successful marriage. One of the reasons that the marriages collapse is that the person doesn't know how to have a successful marriage. From a fitri point of view, many times they're doing the right things in the beginning of the marriage, but without reminders, without instructions from Ahlul Bayt, one of the problems is that we slip off the path. So we need that before we get into the marriage. Secondly, when people get married, you've helped other people get married, make sure that you advise these people. You're over there, you're for them. You advise them for patience when tough times come. People need that also. Thirdly, even those of us who've been married, even for a long time, we need reminders on what our duties are. Reminders. Be told from a third party, what my responsibilities are to my husband, to my wife. What does Allah want from me? If we do these things, inshallah, we'll see that there's much more success with our young people. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.